Once upon a time, there lived a tribe of very peculiar people called the Me-Toos. Now, the Me-Toos came by their odd name for a very logical reason. Anytime anybody in the rest of the world said or did anything new, these curious people would clap their hands and shout automatically, "Me too! Me too!" This strange behavior apparently did no one any harm for a number of years. The Me-Toos thrived in their way. Whenever things got especially dull, the Me-Toos would call a town meeting to decide what to do.
"Let's do what everybody else is doing,"
somebody would suggest.
"Brilliant idea, brilliant idea, brilliant idea,"
the other Me-Toos would chorus. Now one night, the Me-Too leader called the town together for an emergency meeting, for a tribe scout had come home with some especially exciting news.
"This is absolutely the last word with everybody else," announced the leader to the assemblage. "Now, simply everybody is going to the moon."
Instantly, someone gave the familiar joyous cry.
"Why, me too!"
At once the deafening roar of "Me Too's" filled the air. A moment later, the entire Me Too population was following their leader into the street, down the main drag, in a giant torch parade to a high cliff at the edge of town. There, the moon could be seen quite clearly.
"To the moon!"
cried the Me Too leader, and he made a beautiful flying leap from the cliff toward the glowing ball of gold. All the dutiful Me Too's followed, shouting as they jumped,
"Me too! Me too! Me too!"
Of course, as you might guess, the Me-Toos couldn't fly at all, so they simply fell to the bottom of the cliff, and that was the end of them. Moral, beware of the dangers of Me-Too-ism. The claim or advertising point everybody else is making is not necessarily right for your product. The Zakan advertising people believe the sound way to advertise, even when your competition may be first in the field, is to develop your own product's consumer benefit through creative and original thinking. It's much stronger to say, "We do," than,
"Me too."